Right. Let's pray and we'll get into God's word this morning. Our Father, we thank you so much for the opportunity to think about the Lord Jesus over these last 3 weeks. We want to know him better and plenty of us want our friends to know him better. So help us with that, please. Amen. We're in week 3 of a course we've kind of developed called Jesus an Introduction, which is thinking about who Jesus is, why he came, what it means to follow him. First week, we looked at who Jesus is, and that was the chosen one of God we can reliably know about from the Bible. Last week, we looked at why he came and found out that Jesus came to die for sin and resurrect to bring us new life. And this week, we think about what it means to follow him. What does it mean to follow Jesus? And to help us get started, there was a part of my life, a former part of my life where I played sport. Might be hard to imagine now. And I was involved in touch football and kind of refereeing and playing. Really, really loved it. And some of you have probably heard this story before. It's still one of my favorites. I was refereeing. It was one night, must have been second or third game, and it was halftime, and when you have halftime in a game, referees always talk to themselves because nobody else wants to talk to them. So I'm talking to the guy I'm refereeing with. We've sort of known each other a little bit. He was a forensic detective. I was scared of him. And, you know, he said to me, "Are you a churchy?" And I thought, you know, anyone who's been around church longer than 5 minutes, we've normally done 7 or 8 courses that are meant to train us to know what to say at this point. And so I'm ready. And I said, "Well, I follow Jesus, if that's what you mean." And then he said, "Where's he going?" And I was snookered, really. I didn't know the answer to that. "Are you a churchy? I follow Jesus. Well, where's he going?" Because to most people, following Jesus does mean the church. Which is true, it means the church, but if you're not someone who's used to church, you look from the outside, I don't know that that's all that attractive, because the church is a really mixed bag, right? It's done great things, you know, our own sort of group of churches, Presbyterian churches in Queensland have done things like start up St. Andrew's Hospital in Toowoomba some time ago. You've got things like St. Vincent de Paul, you've got things like the Salvos, all the kind of Christians who do great things for their neighbours and friends, there are great things there. But then there are also terrible things. Scandals, breakups, bitter fights, misuse of money, political agendas. And it's somewhat of a mixed bag. So if following Jesus means being a churchy, is it actually worth being involved in that? If you think about it in terms of farming, you can be helped to think about how church works. Let me talk about a farmer, which is always dangerous ground because I have no idea. This is a farmer. Let's pretend this is a particularly bad farmer. This is a farmer who, when he's finished with his chemicals, he just goes and dumps them in the creek. That's what you do. He uses his land like it's still 50 or 60 years ago and doesn't really care about all that much, just plows up the ground as much as he can, it'll be right kind of thing, and just really, really bad. And people see farmers, they see this guy and they think, we just shouldn't be farming. Farming is bad for the environment. We especially shouldn't be doing it in Australia. It's terrible. And I can feel the rising tension from the farmers in the room here. Because we hear that and we go, well, that is ridiculous. That is not farming. It's actually just not what it's like. Just because somebody says they are doesn't mean they really understand what's going on or what's meant to be happening. And actually, it's true with the church. Just because some people say they are the church or they do something in the name of the church or the name of Jesus doesn't mean that's what it should be. There is and always has been the true church that is what the Lord Jesus kind of envisaged, where people work together to be imperfectly kind of formed under him. And then there are those who really get it wrong and don't represent the Lord Jesus. In fact, I remember when I was first introduced to the Lord Jesus, I was a teenager, and I look back now and think there was definitely something supernatural happening. I was a teenager, I would ride my bike 3Ks to go to a service at 8:30 a.m. with an average age of, put it this way, you couldn't pick it in the lotto numbers. And there was nothing particularly attractive about the church, but there was about Ross and Karen and Debbie and Richard and John and Ruth and Florence, who, following the Lord Jesus, loved me and cared about my family and were just interested and there in a way I had never experienced, apart from outside of my own kind of flesh and blood family. When you follow Jesus, that is the kind of church over time, God willing, you discover. Because following Jesus does mean being a churchy. But from the outside, that's a complicated picture. It means at least that, but it means more than that. There are more things that it means to follow Jesus. Because in some ways, the church bit is the easy bit to get. People can see that. But what about for the rest of it? What does it mean to follow Jesus? What does it mean to be a Christian? What about for the kind of ordinary person with a job as a welder or an office worker or a stay-at-home parent? What about for the person who's not the kind of professional, sort of long-term Christian kind of thing? What then besides church? What sort of happens on Monday? Tell me about that. And I reckon if you're the kind of person who goes, yep, I've decided Jesus is God's chosen one, I need my sin forgiven, I want new life, There are kind of three things that will start to happen as you follow Jesus. Three things I want to go over in the rest of this talk. Three things that will be reshaped by Jesus as you follow him. And the big overarching picture here essentially will be that as you get to know Jesus and follow him, you start to become more concerned about his reputation and less about yours. It's not always perfect, and sometimes you can't see it until you really look back or someone else points it out to you. And as you become concerned about his reputation, there are three things that sort of take on a new form. Here's number one. Following Jesus means providing for your household or family. The New Testament calls this not being idle or not being a burden, or more positively, kind of working and caring for sort of the world. God gives people skills and gifts in order to do the kind of things that shape the earth, look after it, care for families. Any skills you use in a factory or at home or at work are glorifying to God as you provide. It doesn't feel like significant kind of religious worship in a sense, but it's so important. Later in the New Testament, a long time after Luke's gospel, it will say, if a Christian person doesn't work hard to provide for themselves and their family, they're actually worse off than someone who says they're not a Christian. Following Jesus means seeing your work as an opportunity to provide for yourself and for others. It's one of the key things that happens as you follow Jesus. Three ways that your life will be reshaped and things will be affected as Jesus comes into your life. Number two is wherever you live, it will involve helping more people to see the glory of God. What the Bible calls making disciples. Seen that video of Lloyd before? Plenty of you will know Lloyd. Some of you might have had him come and spray the bugs at your house. Lloyd is a small business owner. He's also got three young kids. Now he's running a farm as well. That is just a bit of a nuts life, right? But because of the Lord Jesus impacting his life, he also takes time to read the Bible with his family, to kind of meet up with other Christians, to call people and see how they are, to visit them, to go to kind of meetings to help other Christians follow Jesus. And that is his way of being part of the discipleship project, helping more people to see the glory of God. In fact, that's what happens in the Christian life. You do join church, but you start doing things to help God's family in whatever way you can. Anything that you're capable of. Yesterday, there were heaps of people here for our Ministry Partner Day, people who serve. And, you know, lots of you couldn't come to Ministry Partner Day for good reasons, but there are a couple of us who were talking about, it was Saturday morning, early, And for most of us, Saturday morning is the only morning of the week where you have a slow start. And then, you know, the church goes and puts a thing on. And so a lot of people kind of gave up that moment and gave up stuff they could have otherwise been doing. But they did it because their life has been shaped by Jesus. And they had time and opportunity, and they made some sacrifices and came along to be part of disciple making and God's work in church family. This is one of the things it means to follow Jesus. Three things that will be reshaped by Jesus, among others. One is working to provide in order to glorify God. Two is being part of this discipling thing, helping others follow Jesus. Three is being aware of things beyond your own horizon. There are over 6,000 people groups across the globe that have never heard of Jesus. Depending on the research, between 2 and 3% now of people in Australia have never heard of Jesus. It's a changing kind of landscape. And the Christian person will pray for them, give to reach them, are caring physically and spiritually, and some will go into other parts of the globe to do that. There's no escaping the responsibility of seeing the message of Jesus go out beyond our horizon. In our own church family, there's a team that keeps that in front of us. They're called Go Global. They put in front of us and remind us and link us up with our kind of missionary partners around Australia and across the globe. One of the ways they do that every non-COVID-19 year, I don't know if you remember that. One of the ways they do that is with kind of short-term trips where we send people to our partners who are reaching refugees in Australia or our partners who are overseas to visit them, encourage them, get a taste for that kind of Christian life. And actually, people who do that sometimes discover that's what they should spend their life doing. People from this church have had that experience. Some of you know our missionary partner, Paul Smith, who ended up leaving his life here after short-term mission in order to go to the Philippines and reach and serve people there. Or Linda Whitehouse, who ended up going overseas after a short-term mission and now has returned to Australia working with refugees who don't know the Lord Jesus. These are people who were forced to look beyond their horizon by following Jesus. That's one of the things that it can mean to follow him. I follow Jesus. Where's he going? Well, he goes with you to work and to your everyday tasks as that gets reshaped by providing as a way to glorify God. He reshapes our week and our calendars as we glorify him by being part of others following Jesus. And for some, he reshapes to the point where we step out into the world in places all across the globe to help people know Jesus. That's what it means to be part of the new resurrected life. That's what it means to belong to the Lord Jesus, living for the glory of God in every part of our life and our world. Let me pray. Our Father, we thank you for the gospel of Jesus. We thank you that he did everything we need to be your children. And Lord, it's sometimes really difficult to figure out what it means to follow him on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, and that's the stuff we need help with. So help us to listen to you, to show us how to work well. Help us to listen to you, to show us how to be part of church life well. Help us to listen to you as we look beyond our own horizon, that you'd show us the joy and privilege and honor of being part of your work and your kingdom. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.